on a Zoom with me while my dog is going absolutely mad. What happens when we do Zooms are the guys behind Collab. And there is a very important reason that they are on the line. But they are our beautiful news story of this week. Every single Thursday, we share one of the most beautiful, beautiful news stories. And I think, especially in 2020.1.2 point whatever we are now, we need all of the goodness we can get. So on the line is Fagan Hardeen and Adri Andrews. And you guys are behind Collab, right? The design house.
Yes, that's right, yes.
And you guys design the most phenomenal, fantastic gowns and dresses and things. I've done a little bit of stalking. But you guys are also giving back to your community. So first, tell me about Collab.
Okay, cool. Collab was founded 4 years ago, by me and Ardy, two passionate designers. And then we do custom work. And from there, we started doing events, living out our passion through fashion and design. And then it just grew bigger and bigger. And then from there, we've done it privately.
Yes.
We've done it privately where we'd sponsored matriculants that maybe couldn't afford or couldn't, cater for their matric ball. And then we would say come, we'll make it your special day because we know what it meant to us. And then later on, we joined another organization called The Giving Hand. So with our two forces, we created the Matric Drive.
Okay. So the Matric Drive is where you guys create and dress matriculants that really super duper deserve to go to the matric for a while and wear a beautiful, stunning outfit, regardless of financial possibility.
Yes.
Right. So how do you go about choosing these matriculants? Because, oh, my gosh, there must be millions.
Yes. What we did was we met up with the schools in our community, and then we ran this it was a bit of a competition, right, where you had to write a motivational letter stating why you are deserving of this prize. But then with our first school that we visited, it was so emotional. Mm-hmm. We decided it's going to be a thing where the educators will decide who is the learner most deserving of this. Because in our community, there's a lot going into matric balls, right? There's this whole, it's your dress, it's your shoes, it's your hair, it's your makeup. And with both myself and Fagan's background, we were fortunate enough with our parents and family supporting us so we could get what we wanted.
Mm.
So with the support of our community for our business, we felt it good to give back to our community.
Yes.
And so initially we went to 10 schools and we were going to donate it to 10 scholars. But by the end of December, we had
12
scholars. And it's a thing where you hope that donations would come in and sponsors, and it's just amazing how everything worked out. And we didn't limit anyone as to what you wanted.
No.
We would have a proper consultation like what we would have with our clients. You would come into our studio, you would tell us, this is my dream dress, this is the shoe that I want, this is the nail that I want, and we would go back together with the Giving Hand and make sure that we make your dreams or help turn your dream into a reality.
Wow. I love that, and I think that's so important, that you're not making these humans feel any different from other clients when they walk in. They're getting every single part of this adventure as I would, coming for an event, a gala dressing, So obviously, matric farewells are like once a year, maybe once a year, considering pandemics and such. Where to from here? Because obviously, I feel like you guys like to give, and I feel like giving might become a thing for you. So is there something coming up? Is there another, maybe thing that you're going to be doing?
I think there would be within future. I think when 2020 happened, it quickly hit everyone, but, on the defense and all, we need to survive our business. But with this year, I think we will be again taking part within the Matric Drive, and we have a fashion show that we also do that we're hoping that can happen this year, where we also give young designers, entrepreneurs, even if you just have a passion for design, a platform to showcase your work at a fashion show with live performers, the whole shebang. In order to promote our community and local designers, entrepreneurs, craftsmen, you name it.
I love this. Okay, so if there is someone who's listening who maybe wants to sponsor a dress, or there's a designer that wants to be part of the fashion show, or there's a matric that is looking for a dress, how do we find you, where are you, and how do we get in touch?
Okay, so our social medias is all our name, Caleb Designers Collaboration, or just Caleb Design, and our Gmail is k.lab.designs@gmail.com, and then all our our salary numbers is on all our social media platforms. Yes.
Stunning. I'm also going to be tagging all of that in the So if you didn't get that, jackarandfm.com. Guys, thank you. I really do hope that 2021 is a better year for especially designers. I know that 2020 was a hard year for everyone, but I think we all talk about the entertainment industry. We all talk about like the service industry, but you guys also, with us not having anywhere to go, we're less inclined to want nice clothes, you know?
Yeah.
But I also do hope that we're moving into a space where now we're realizing that the nice clothes are not for going out. They're just for having, you know?
Yes, true. 100%.
If one is eating breakfast in a ball gown, that's totally fine in 2020. Yeah. Go and get yourself a ball gown. All of the links are on jackarandfm.com. Guys, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you so much for the opportunity also. It was really a great one, I won't lie. Thanks so much.